It's been almost 3 months since Philadelphia's 1.5 cents per ounce tax on sweetened drinks took effect, and city officials say it continues to bring in the dough. Though, as WHYY's Katie Culinary reports, it comes as sales of soda and other sweet beverages are fizzling.
Preliminary figures show the tax brought in $6.4 million last month, slightly higher than the city had estimated. It follows collections of $5.9 million the month before. That's good news for the Kenney administration, which is banking on that revenue for big projects like expanding pre-K and a major revamp of city parks, rec centers, and libraries. But it comes as grocery stores and soda distributors say sales have plunged by as much as 30 to 50%. Mayor Jim Kenney says his administration always figured consumers would cut back by about 30%.
People will be drinking smaller portions, they're probably drinking less, but apparently the numbers seem to be holding as what we thought they would be. So it would indicate that our expectations on the drop-off in consumption is accurate, not, and theirs is a bit inflated.
Our predictions, and in fact, the mayor's predictions, are coming true.
Anthony Campisi is a spokesman for Axe the Philly Bev Tax, a coalition backed by major soda companies fighting the tax in court. While the industry is not disputing the city's revenue numbers, it is taking umbrage at Kenney's remarks. Campisi says the tax's impact on customers and businesses is no exaggeration.
Prices have gone up for families at the checkout line. The tax has forced layoffs and cuts in hours.
The Commonwealth Court will take up the legal challenge to the tax next month. In the meantime, the Kenney administration says it needs to step up collections to stay on track. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.